us. 当我们我跟 Michael 在分享我们到底要讲什么的时候，我觉得这完全不是一个巧合，因为我们都想到了大卫牧师会怎么样来教导我们。
Because for those of us who know David, we know that one of his passion, one of the things that he loved to do, was to teach about the Bible and teach about Christian life.
当我们都知道大卫牧师他的心里面最大的一个激情就是要教导圣经。
That was his passion.
那是他的日
子。So no surprise, that when I as Mike does, and I think as many of us do, that we think about the lessons that he's taught us and the great advice that he's given us.
所以当我们回想大卫的时候，我们总是会想到他最后对我们的一些教导。
So three things that David taught me, and for those of you who sat in with David in the past few years at Sunday school, some of these lessons will seem familiar to you.
所以对于我们这些曾经在过去几年里面我们在他的班级学课的，我们都这些事情对你都很熟悉。
So first thing, David taught me to care about the world, not just people from my own culture.
所以大卫教导我说我要关怀这整个世界，而不只是我自己熟悉的文化。
That I need to see past just my Chinese-ness, that I have to see past just EBCC, but I have to care about the rest of the world as well.
我必须超越过我自己的中国人的背景，我们的天成教会，我必须看以眼光来看整个世界。
One of the things that always amazed me about David is that David Krentel goes to a Chinese church.
最令我惊讶的就是大卫牧师他竟然会到一个中国人的教会。
Let's think about this. We all know what David looks like, and have you ever seen him in pictures? Like there's us, and then like David. You know, he's this, you know, big, lanky, white guy, and he goes to a Chinese church.
当我们想到大卫他那么高大是一个白人，他却竟然会来到我们中国人当中。
He grew up in a culture that was pretty different than ours.
他所成长的一个环境是跟我们完全不一样的。
But God called him to help us.
但是神呼召他来到我们当中。
God called him to a culture that was different from his own, and he did.
神呼召他到一个完全不同的文化，而且他顺服了。
When David joined us years ago, he had to learn about Chinese food and what that tastes like.
当他前来到我们当中的时候，他要开始要学吃中国餐，而且要试着知道它是什么味道。
He had to learn about chopsticks and try to use them.
他要学习用筷子。他开始学会知道怎么样来喜欢乒乓球。
All this was foreign to him.
这些事情对他来讲本来都是很陌生的。
But he loved and cared about us so much that he became like one of us.
所以他这么的喜欢，所以他成为我们中间的一份子。
So he started eating Chinese food, some of them.
所以他开始吃中国饭。
He played ping pong with us.
他打乒乓球。
And most importantly, as our pastor, he taught us and he led us in our unique, even with our unique Chinese cultural customs.
他甚至作为一个牧师，他要配合我们的中国独特的一个文化来教导我们。
David cared about the world and not just people from his own.
他非常在乎这个世界，而不只是他自己的文化。
And there's no doubt in my mind that David did this because he is only copying the example of his master.
大卫为什么会这样？因为他所效法的就是他的主，他的王。
That he was copying the example that Jesus set for us.
因为他所仿效的就是他耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Jesus left the comforts of his heavenly home to come down to this earthly world to help us and love us.
耶稣基督离开了他舒适的天上的环境，来到这个世界上来安慰我们。
And so when David was called to serve the Chinese church,
所以当大卫被呼召来服侍中国人的时候，
he answered that call.
他回应了那个呼召。
And not only did he answer the call, but he taught us, he taught me to love and care about the world.
而且他还教导我要爱这个世人，这个世界的。
As many of you know, for the past couple years, our church has been connected to African churches halfway around the world.
或许我们中间都知道，过去几年我们教会开始去接触那个半个地球以外的非洲。
Of course, it's through the Lord's leading, but it's David who made this happen, who encouraged us to do this.
当然这是神的带领，但是也是大卫牧师他来鼓励我们，他带领我们走进这个服事。
That because God used David in this way, we help pastors in Africa.Have bicycles so that they can visit their congregation.
所以也就是大卫他帮助我们，让我们送了脚踏车给非洲的牧师们，所以让他们能够接触当地的群众。
We have pastors in Africa who have computers to use to study the scriptures and to study the Bible through the internet because of David.
也因为到卫牧师，所以这些非洲的牧师们，他们开始有了电脑，也知道怎么样用网络来帮助他们的。
And even now, there's a plan to send some of our brothers and sisters here to Tanzania to help orphans in Africa.
我们现在正在计划的就是我们会送一些弟兄姊妹到坦桑尼亚去帮助那里的孤儿。
That's because of David. David taught us to love the world.
那都是因为大卫，因为大卫教导我们去要爱世人。
And not just people from our own culture.
不是只是我们自己中国人。
Second thing that David taught me.
第二件事。
David taught me the importance of the dash. Dash is a line.
Oh.
It's okay. Yeah, sorry.So David taught us the importance of that line, of the dash.
大卫教导我第二件事就是要注意有一些线，那个虚线。
Oftentimes, either in the beginning of a lesson or in the middle of a lesson, this is what David would say. He would just start off this way. He would say, you know, in 100 years, 200 years from now, no one in this room will be here.
所以大卫常常有时候在上课的时候他会说，可能一两百年以后，我们中间没有一个人还能够活着。
He says, we're in 200 years, none of us will be here.
所以一两百年以后我们都不在。
And he says, because we'll be dead, and when we die, we're going to have a tombstone.
所以当我们死的时候，我们都会有一个墓碑。
And David would say, we would have, on that tombstone, there would be two dates.
所以在那个墓碑上面会有两个日期，我们的生日，我们的死日。所以在这中间，在两个生这个生辰的中间会有一个虚线。
And he tells us, he told us that that dash is so important.
所以他说这两个日期中间有一条杠，有一条线的时候，这个线是非常重要的。
Because that dash represents all the years that we have from the day of our birth to the day of our death.
因为那条虚线在中间的那一条线就非常重要，因为它代表的是我们从生到死中间的年日。
And he's reminding us that that dash is short and we need to make it count.
而且他说那条线是这么的短，所以非常的短，我们必须珍惜那个时光。
We gotta make our dash count.
所以我们必须要让我们这条短线呢，能够是在主的面前算数的。
Now, what does that mean to make that dash count?
到底是什么意思？
Well, for David, it was easy.
对大卫来讲很简单。
It meant serving Jesus.
就是服侍耶稣基督。
And another thing, oftentimes when David starts telling this, he would also add this part. He would also say, you can't take a U-Haul truck with you to heaven.
所以大卫常常有时候也告诉我们说，我们死掉了，我们从来不可能带一个那个搬家车到天堂去。
He said, you can't take your college degrees to heaven.
你不可能带你的学位文凭上天
堂。By the way, I don't know if you know, but David actually has a PhD.
你们或许不知道，大卫他是一个博士。
So he should be Dr. Prendel. That's what we should be calling him.
事实上，我们应该尊称他为大卫博士。
He says you can't take your bank account with you to heaven.
你不能带你的银行存款上去。
And then at this point, usually he'll point me out and make fun of me and say, Gerald, you can't take your Apple computers to heaven.
他告诉我说 ，Gerald， 你不可能带你的苹果电脑上去。
And he's right.
他对的。
But the only thing that we could take to heaven is our service to Jesus.
我们唯一能带上天堂的就是我们对神的服事。
And that when we face the Lord, that we hope that He would say to us, good and faithful servant.
当我们面对神的时候，我们真的希望他说你是忠心又良善的仆人。
David made that dash count.
大卫他的那一条短的虚线，使得在神的面前是算数的。
Everything he did was about being a good and faithful servant to the Lord.
他所做的都是要成为一个忠心又良善的仆人。
This is why he came to a Chinese church.
这就是为什么他来到我们中国教会。
This is why he taught us the Bible.
这就是为什么他要教导我们圣经。
This is why he mentored us and loved us.
这就是为什么他要像老师一样、师长一样的这样的爱我们、教导我们。
He made his dash count.
他的那条线是在神面前算数。
And he taught me that I have to make my dash count.
而且他一直教导我说，我必须要注意我的那条线必须是算数的。
Lastly, David taught me the importance of staying young.
最后，大卫教导我必须要一直保持年轻。
Now, for those of you who know David, you know that sometimes he can have like crazy ideas.
你们知道大卫律师，他常常有时候会有一些。
Why don't we go to Europe and like, you know, bike across Europe?
他竟然跟我讲说，我们有不好，有一天我们骑脚踏车去横跨欧洲。
Like Gerald, let's do it.
他说 ，Gerald， 我们来骑车过欧洲，到欧洲去。
And I'm thinking, David, is this like can we do it? You know, is it even safe? Like, you know, like this is crazy.
所以我说你疯了，这个还有很多安全考虑。
Or I remember one time Mike and I, this is when we were in David in Africa in Zambia.And we were in a safari park.
我们记得当 Michael 跟我还有大卫，我们到非洲，我们参观一个野生动物园的时候。
And the parks there are a little bit different than the parks here.
那个动物园跟这里有点不一样。
And there was a park ranger walking around.
那里有管园的管动物的人在那里走。
And so, yeah, the park rangers here in America is very different from Africa. Here, the park ranger, you know, they'll show you like, you know, you go on this hike and you and whatever. But in Kenya, the ranger had a gigantic gun.
在这里的那些导游，他可能就告诉你到哪里去。可是在肯亚的那个公园、那个动物园里面的人，他拿着一个很大的枪。
And I remember David saying to Mike, "Hey, let's go talk to him. Let's go talk to that guy."
那大卫说："哎，我们去问问他。
"And I was like, "I don't want to talk to a guy with a gun."
我说我看到一个人拿个大枪，我很怕去跟他讲。
But there's David dragging us along, talking to this park ranger with a giant gun.
所以大卫带着我们去找这个拿枪的这个公园的这个导游。
And of course, David being David, started asking him questions and learning about his life. And in the end, we got into a picture with him.
So, 大卫就跟他聊天了，到最后我们也跟他一起照相。
And then David said, you know, let's do some funny poses with the gun. And at that point, we drew the line. We said, no funny poses with the gun.
这大卫竟然说，那我们来玩一点，用那把枪来玩点什么游戏。
But I share with you this story to point out that David had a youthful enthusiasm about life. He loved life.
我分享这件事，让大家能够体会大卫牧师，他是有一个热情，他对生命他非常的享受。
And I remember one of the things that David would always be sharing with me is that he's saying he would always share, Gerald, I'm always asking God what's next.
所以大卫他常常说，你知道吗？我总是问神说，下一步应该是什么
？What's next？
下面是什么
？And I think that question, what's next?That David kept asking God is a great reflection of David's youthfulness.
所以我们看到他一直问的这一件事情，就表示大卫他在神面前他是怎么样的愿意被使用。
You know why that question shows that he's young?
这个问题就表明他是非常的年轻。
It's because to David, life with Jesus was an adventure.
因为对大卫来讲，这个与主同行的这样一个生活是一个奇异的冒险。
And David was like this little kid who got to tag along with Jesus on this adventure. So he's always asking Jesus, "What's next?"
他好像一个小孩一样，就抓着耶稣说：“主啊，下一步是什么
？”This is why, in his 60s, David decided to work with the Chinese church.
所以这就是为什么他到了过了六十岁以后，他竟然决定要跟中国人在一起。
Because David asked God, "What's next?" And God said, "Okay, you're going to go to a Chinese church."
So 他问主说下一步怎么？神告诉他说你到中国教会。
And because David asked, because of his youthful enthusiasm for the Lord and for life, we were blessed by that.
因为他这样的热情，他顺从了这个，所以我们得到了祝福。
And did you know that while on his adventure with us, he was still asking God what's next?
你知道吗？虽然他跟我们在一起，他仍然还在问神说，那么过了中国教会，下面一步是什么呢？
In the past couple years, you know, in my conversations with David, once in a while he will talk about, you know, once the English ministry at EBCC gets settled.
但他总是告诉我，只要是在天神教会的英文组如果稳定了以后，
like once everything is set, I feel like my work is done here.
所以他说，等到这边安定了，我想我这边就差不多了。
You know,I'm thinking maybe, you know, I'll go teach in Africa on a more permanent basis. Maybe 6 months there, and then come back here 6 months and spend some time with my grandkids. Like, maybe, like, I'm asking God, you know, is this what's next for me?
他总是说，或许到那个时候，我可以有半年在非洲，然后半年我回到天神教会，或者去跟我有一点时间在这边跟我的孙子在一起。
This was a man who was in his late 60s asking this question.
所以这就是一个过了六十岁多的人，他总是问这样的问题
What's next?
下一步是什么？
Because he loved the Lord.
因为他爱神。
He loved Jesus.
他爱耶稣。
And he loved life.
他享受生命。
I hope that when I reach my 60s, I could be as young as David was.
我真希望当我到六十岁的时候，我能够像大卫那样的年轻。
I know today we're grieving our friend David.
今天我们在这里为着大卫，我们心里伤痛。
We know that the chapter to his earthly life has ended.
他日上的日子结束了。
But he's made his dash count.
可是他的那个短短的那条线是算数的。
And we know what's next for him.
我们知道下一步是。
The brand new chapter of his heavenly life has started.
因为他完全新的一页在天上展开了。
He's home. He's with the Lord.
他与主同在。
And he's forever young, having the greatest adventure of his life.
他永远年轻。
And I believe that one day when I do see David again, and I don't know if this is theologically correct, I just have this picture of David coming over, giving me a big hug, and saying to me, "Gerald, you want to go on that bike right now?"
我不肯定这个在神学上有没有什么问题，不过我知道有一天在天上问他的见他的时候，他可能说杰瑞，我们现在骑车去。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, God, we're so thankfulfor you as we think about our friend and our brother David.
天父啊，我们当我们想到我们的朋友大卫的时候，我们心里充满了感恩。
And Lord Jesus, we really hope that you're pleased today, Lord, in the way that we're trying to honor you by honoring our friend.
Yes, 主啊，我们感谢你，我们但愿今天你会因着我们实在是在这里遵从你，而不是遵从大卫，你心里满足。
Thank you so much for bringing your servant David into our lives.
我们感谢你把你的仆人大卫带到我们的生命当中。
The way that he touched so many of us.
他真的触摸了我们这么多的人。
And the way that he drew so many of us to you.
他带领我们这么多人到你面前。
Lord, we know that he's home with you now.
我们知道他现在已经与你同在。
And Lord, in our grief, we also celebrate that truth.
虽然在我们的哀伤中间，我们仍然在这里也有一个庆祝。
Lord, thank you for the promise that you do hold tomorrow.
我们真的谢谢你的应许，你握住你手中握着明天。
We trust David's life in your hands and his time in heaven in your hands.
我们相信他现在在你的手中。
And we trust our own lives in your hands.
我们也信任我们自己的交托，我们自己在你的手中。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you very much, Gerald.
谢谢 Gerald.
Now, a few of the high schoolers will say a few words, and then they'll present a song.
几位年轻人要一起来做一些分享，然后唱一首歌。
From what I know from David is that I know everyone says this. They always say that even if they don't know David, David is always welcoming and always like accepting of who they were, regardless of whether or not they knew him.
我们很多人都会知道说，虽然你不认识大卫，可是他总是那么欢迎你。
And usually I would just hear those words.
通常我会记得这样听到这样的话。
One time, except until the time where I brought my friends to church, and this is what he told me.
有一次带我的朋友来，他这么说的。
He was a really great man, and I only met him one day.
他说大卫是个真的很棒的人，我只跟他认识了一天。
He was just one of the nicest people and the most accepting guys.
他说这个人他是一个非常好的人。
He didn't even question why I went to your church. He was just happy that I was there.
他根本不问我为什么要来，可是他却因着我来到这个教会，他非常高兴。
And he last said he really liked you, John, and he was really proud of what you did, and he always told us that what a good person you were.
And 他说大卫总是告诉我他是多么喜欢 Jonathan， 而且他非常以他为傲。
So not only did he accepts people who are new, he also loves the people that he already knew before too.
他不但欢迎这些新来的人，而且他对他所认识的，他非都是非常爱戴。
So as I think about David, not only was he a great teacher and pastor, he was also a great friend.
我想到大卫的时候，他不但是一个很棒的老师，一个牧者，而且他是我的好朋友。
Although he's probably four times my age, he still hung out with us, invited us to his home during Christmas or New Year's. He attended our sports games and music performances.
他虽然好像他的年龄有我的四倍，可是他总是参加我的活动。他邀请我到他家参加看我打球，参加音乐会等等。
And so whenever I see him, he would always remind us how proud he was of us.
每一次我见到他的时候，我总是告他总是给我个印象是他都是这么引我为荣。
Before every service upstairs, he would call the band up, and he would always say, how great our music was, and how proud he was of what we were doing.
每次我们在聚会以前，他总是把我们聚在一起说。你们真棒，你们的音乐天赋，你们准备的诗歌多好。
And the fact that he would come every week to this place that, he might feel uncomfortable with or anything, I don't know. But he was just willing to, serve us and love us, and his passion for EBCC was just tremendous.
或许他每个礼拜来到这里的时候，他真的有时候会有点不自在。可是他总是让我们知道说他多么爱我。
And just reminds me of how much he was like Jesus.
这也提醒我，他真的很像耶稣。
Not only did he teach us what God wants us to do, but he will be loving, kind, and a friend to us.
他不但教导我们要做怎么做，他自己就是真的就是那样一个爱的那样一个慈祥的。
David, it's surreal to think that he's gone now. I still expect him now during one of his sermons to make his obligatory jokes about his age and his bald hair. The thing that struck me most about David was how much he loved everything.It didn't matter who the person was. It didn't matter the situation. Like John said, when his friends came over, it didn't matter to him why his friends were there. It just he was just happy to see them there.
Just like
One moment that struck me from David was right before Christmas, actually. Everyone in the congregation had somewhere to go to, you know, families and friends to celebrate Christmas with in the new year. But to those who did not, he offered to spend the day in the city with them during Christmas Day, you know, walking around, having fun, just having a great time. And when I first heard that, I didn't really understand the implications of what he was saying. After he passed, I think I really understood what he was saying. Why would a pastor with so many friends and so much family to go back to, why would he want to spend a day, as special as Christmas Day, in the city with just acquaintances, people he barely even knew, people he'd seen once or twice in the congregation? And he did it because he loved us so much. Just like Jesus would eat with prostitutes, lepers, and broken people, David, it didn't matter to David who the people he was loving. It didn't matter. He just wanted to love everyone. The other night, while I was grieving, my mom actually sent me a text message. I think I was really, really depressed. I didn't know what to do about David's passing. But she told me that David's in heaven now and he's looking down on you. And he's so, so proud of you. And I think that's really the legacy that he leaves. He's so, so proud of everyone in this congregation. He's so proud of me. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of everyone. And he loved us so much. I'm really crushed that I won't be able to take a picture with him on my graduation day. But I know I'll see him again one day. And I can't wait for that day.
This is a song that he really wanted us to play once. I'm really sorry that he's not able to see us play it, but we will do it in his memory. It's called The Power of the Cross.
The power of the Lord.
Now some brothers and sisters from the Chinese ministry will share. As you know, and as has been shared already, Pastor David loved to just hang out with people. He really found a new group that he really loved, and that is the graduate students at the Stevens Institute. And I remember one time he took them on a trip, and it was four of them and just him in the car. And he asked me, Mike, should I tell them to bring their ID and their papers? I said, you're just staying in the state. Like, what's the matter? He thought if he got pulled over, it might be weird. One old white guy and four Chinese. It's a kidnapping or something. So first we'll hear from the Stevens students, and then two other members of the Chinese
students.
Pastor David is like my spiritual teacher and also is my best friend.
其实我第一次见David的时候，我并不是在天成教会，其实是在去宾夕法尼亚的旅途之中。
The first time I met David wasn't at the BCC, but it's a trip to Pennsylvania.
当时他问王思路能不能找一些Stevens的学生一起去这样的一个旅程。
He was asking one of the other students from SIT to organize this trip to Pennsylvania. I was very fortunate that I was one of the students.
其实我第一次见David，我对他第一次就是最初的印象，我觉得他是一个非常非常和蔼的人。
The first impression I had with David was he was very kind.
他总是能把细节做到最好。
He always paid attention to detail.
比如说，我们去 Amish 去 visit Amish people.
When we visit Amish people.
他总是先去打印一份资料， 因为我们是从中国刚刚过来的， 我们对美国文化并不是特别的了解。
Because we just came from China, we're not really familiar with the culture of America. So he actually prepared some handouts about Amish.
然后在车上， 我们一路在聊 关于 Amish people 的文化。 然后我渐渐对他们有了新的了解。
So in the car ride, he will teach us what's about Amish. So that's how I know about Amish.
在这个旅途当中，我们还去了 Corn Maze.
Also we also stopped by the Corn Maze.
然后我记得有一段路就我跟丁欢两个人。
There's a one trip in. One period of the road trip, only myself and the girl with him.
其他人都不在我们的视野当中。
Everybody else was in another car.
后来我就听到一个非常凶猛的狗叫。
I heard a dog bark.
然后我就非常非常的害怕。
I was pretty afraid.
然后我尖叫起来，然后我还在往前跑。
I was screaming so loud and then I run.
后来我发现原来是 David 牧师在学狗叫吓我们。
Then I realized it was David was imitating dog bark and to try to scare us.
他是一个非常非常精力充沛并且有趣的人。
He was full of energy and surprise.
后来从后来这次旅程结束之后，我们有了更多更多的旅程。
After that trip, we have so many other trips together.
比如说一起去罗斯福纪念馆。
For example, we went to Roosevelt Memorial place.
然后还去了康州的水族馆。
We went to the Kinetic Aquarium.
后来我们还去了New York Historic Society.
We also went to New York Historical Society.
其实我觉得我跟他之间有很多很多这样的经历。
We have so many exchange and interaction.
我记得无论多晚，无论这次旅程多晚，他总是送我们回家。
No matter how late the trip would take, he always took us home.
当时我住在 Jersey City， 然后他住在 Ridgewood。
I was living in Jersey City and he lived in Ridgewood.
我想大概车程可能有半小时到40分钟。
I think the trip will at least take 30 to 45 minutes.
但是无论我们住了多远，他总是先把我们送回家。
No matter how far we live, he always take us home first.
然后我记得印象最深的是，当我下他的车的时候 ，David 牧师一直在看着我，直到我进门的时候，他才开车离开。
And I remember he always see us into our home before he pulled over.
后来，我因为找工作的关系，我渐渐疏远了教会。
Then I started looking for job and I kind of stay away from the church for a time.
但是 David 牧师从来没有放弃过我。
But he never gave up on me.
他总是在 Facebook 上面鼓励我，然后询问我的近况。
He always encouraged me through Facebook and also asked me how I was doing.
我记得他有一句话说是，Take your time. I'm just here to support you.
他跟我说，你没关系，我在这里支持你，因为我知道你需要时间。
后来我搬家到 Woodbridge.
When I moved to Woodbridge,
他第一时间想到的就是我能够帮你什么。
The first question he asked, "How can I help you?"
他说我能不能帮你去买一些家具啊
？He asked me if he can find some furniture.
需不需要电视
？Do I need a TV?
他总是一个，我觉得他总是一个想着怎么样给予别人的人，但是他从来不要求别人给他什么。我记得我跟他最近的一次约定是在周五晚上。
My last, we were arranged to meet with each other on Friday night.
因为周四晚上的时候，他给我的最后一条讯息是：“你，他又叫我怎么在纽约听你说。”
On Thursday night, he gave me a text saying he wanted to show me how to park in the New York City.
然后我给他一些回复，他看了我的回复之后，后来就不在 Facebook 上面了。
Then I responded to him, and he asked me to read those responses. And we just not. None of them appear on Facebook anymore.
星期五晚上，星期五下午的时候。我觉得很奇怪，因为 David 牧师从来都是一个非常非常准时的人。他一般，比如说我们这次约定，他有一个约定，他总是会提前在 Facebook 上面问我，是不是快下班了？不要忘记这次约定。
In the past, every time before we met, he always reminded me through Facebook and to just see, don't forget what the time was. We're going to meet.But on the Friday afternoon, I couldn't see anything.
到了大概，我印象特别深，是6:20的时候，我把我的工作已经刚刚结束 ，David 还没有联系我。
Around 6:20, I already finished my work, and I haven't heard from David yet.
然后我就打开 Facebook， 我跟他发了一个讯息，我跟他说，我现在才下班，我现在马上就开车到纽约。
So I put a message through Facebook telling him that I just finished my work and I'm on the way to New York City.
当时我就非常非常担心他了。
I kind of worry about him by that time.
后来我然后当时我印象很深，就是他 Facebook 当时已经 inactive about 18 hours。
So when I saw his Facebook, 他的脸书已经有十八个钟头没有，他已经十八个小时没有上网。
然后我到纽约停好车。
I parked my car in New York City。
我在打开 Facebook 的时候，它已经十九小时不在线了。
I opened Facebook again. This 19 hours without active.
后来我就已经非常非常担心它。
I was deeply troubled.
然后我最后一句给 David Facebook 上留言是：我现在非常非常担心你。然后我开始打电话给他。
My last word on Facebook is I'm very worried about you, and I start calling him.
我打电话给他的时候，他的手机是关机。
His cell phone was off.
然后我第二次打电话给他，我留了言，我说如果你听到我的留言，你现在赶紧给我回电话。
I called him a second time, and this time I left a message and asked him please call me if you hear my message.
然后我就开始疯狂的在 Facebook 上找我们的共同好友。
Then I start to search through Facebook our mutual friends.
然后我就给他们留言，我说 David 现在一点消息都没有，也没有人知道他发生什么事情了，我现在非常担心他。
I left a message to all those friends say anybody know about David? I'm very worried.
然后当时因为没有人在 Facebook 上面，我就离开车往 David's Center 走。
At that time nobody was on Facebook, so I left my car and I walked toward to David's Center.
然后我一边走一边一边找人一边发信息。
While I was walking, I continued to search and looking for friends.
后来因为外面太冷了，我打不了字，后来我就进了一家便利店。
Because it's too cold outside, so I went into a store.
然后我就想，现在没有人在 Facebook 上，我看看微信上面有没有人知道 David 的情况。
Because I couldn't find anyone to respond to me through Facebook, so I thought about WeChat, so I went on the WeChat.
后来我才知道，在微信上面我才知道 David 牧师已经安息主怀了。
In WeChat, then I saw that David has left.
然后当时我其实已经控制不了情绪了。
I just could not control myself anymore.
后来我从便利店出来，我还是往 David Center 走。
I left the store and I still walking towards the Javis Center.
后来我在门口，我看到很多车，很多人。
I saw so many cars and people in front of Javis Center.
我希望 David 在那边，然后叫我的名字。
I was hoping I would see David there and call my name.
但是我知道他今天可能来不了。
But I knew he won't be there.
这是他第一次约会迟到。
This is the first time he was late.
然后我们还约定看完 boat show 之后去吃印度 food.
We were planning after the show we will go to see to eat Indian food, 印度餐。
但是后来啊。我觉得我。我其实我认识 David 才一年。
I only know David about a year.
我活了二十三个一年。
But I have twenty-three years.
每一年我都会认识新的朋友，也有旧的朋友从我的生命中走出。
Every year I will have new friends. I also have old friends who are just passing by.
但是 David 牧师，我觉得我可能，我觉得我永远不会忘记他。
As for David, I will never forget.
你们知道我现在最后悔的一件事情是什么吗
？You know what was the most regretful thing?
David 牧师是一个非常好的布道者。
David was so such good preacher.
但是我每次听他讲道的时候，我总是开小差。
But every time while he was preaching, I always do something else.
他今天应该在这里给大家布道。
He was supposed to be here preaching.
其实我今天很想认真听他讲一次道，但是我觉得没有机会了。我可能以后只有在天堂上才能听他，认认真真的听他一次布道。
I was planning to come and to pay my attention to his preaching today, but I know it will never happen again. And I was hoping maybe, you know, when I meet him again in heaven, I probably would hear him say something.
我最后想跟大家分享，罗马书第八章第三十八节到三十九节。
I'd like to share the scripture from the Romans chapter 8, 38 to 39.
因为我深信，不论是死是生，是天使是执政的，是现在的事是将来的事，是有能力的，是高处是深处，是任何别的受造物，都不能隔断上帝对我们的爱。这爱是通过我们的主基督耶稣表现出来的。
For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我觉得大卫牧师是神对我的特殊预备。
I know David is special, special prepared from God for me.
我觉得神用大卫牧师向他来显明对我的爱。
God used David to show his love to me.
其实我一直觉得大卫牧师并没有去世。
I still don't feel that David left us.
因为他一直活在主耶稣基督里面，然后我觉得我有一天也会见他，然后我会跟他一起去吃印度料理。谢谢。
Hello everyone, I'm Gloria Ding. For the words I'm going to say, I will speak in English and translate into Chinese. 大家好，我是丁欢，来自史蒂文森林宫。接下来我想自己用英文来说，然后并且翻译成中文。Of course, I think David would like to see I practice English more.因为David 肯定会教我们这些留学生更多的来用英语说话。
Actually, this is a promise, a habit, since our first trip to Amish village. 其实这是就是要就是用要说英语是从去阿妈的去。
完全的听懂另一个语言所讲的，所以他总是坐在最中间，给我和乌鸦两个人在解释，有的时候只是背景，有的时候解释在说什么。And after the night, we went to a restaurant. It's a sushi bar. And after having the sushi, this only the wasabi left in the cheese. 我们三点也就去了sushi一个寿司，吃寿司店。然后吃完寿司的话，盘子里面就只剩下wasabi。wasabi， 它是应该是刚刚的。芥末，对，芥末。And you know what is crazy? Jose is that taste wasabi. Let's try the wasabi. 接下来 crazy 疯狂的事情就发生了。David说：“那我们来吃芥末吧。”然后他就开始he distributed about three small tiny four parts wasabi to the three of us.然后他就分了很小很小的一点点给我和给安和他。Then Rian and him say that I refuse because I realize that I can't take the taste of the wasabi. 他们两个都吃，但是我就是实在受不了，然后没有吃。But what is more crazy is that he wanted a second one.更疯狂的事情就是他还要第二个，然后 ，and then this at the second round he almost destroyed half of his spoon with himself and half of his spoon half of the spoon to Ryan and even the butter to me because he knows that and both of them had a salad.然后他们两个都吃了。I saw real things, nothing happened. But I saw David's tear run out and sweating. Because although he's wearing a sweater, but you know, he is bald, so you can see obviously from his head, he's sweating. 虽然他穿着毛衣，但是就很明显的可以看到从他的胸口上面看到他的疯狂的流汗，然后眼泪也是在狂流。And when I saw that, I think that forget everything. I'll try. 然后看到这个样子，我就想，不行，我也要试一下。就 and I took the toilet. But it's really messy. I can stand it and I took about two cups of water. But when I finished the water, he disappeared. And he went to the restaurant. 然后我就他爸就喝了两杯水，但我喝两杯水，我看见一直到他不见了，然后去楼梯间。Then when he came back, I asked him, "Did you bring some water?" 他回来的时候，我问他是不是去炫酷了。But he said, no, I didn't. I just looked at the mirror and I said to myself, oh man, David, what the fuck were you doing to yourself at this age? 他说，哦，没有，我没有去梳头，我就是看镜子里面的我。然后见镜子里面的我，天哪，你都这把年纪了，为什么还会做这种事情？ He's really cool, crazy, but.Really lovely. And after that, we went out. It's a night after snow. When Ryan and I walked in front, he disappeared again. And when we came back, he just dropped some snow into us. That's what. 到我们走在回去的路上的时候，哎，他又不见了。然后到我们回头的时候，他就在用水淋我们。
We can be closer And if we really want to How good it is as a pastor in our church, anything more, because all of us are still especially the girl and each of us are still not that's a lot of money.
They gave me a big talk and I said, you forgot what I told you. I have a young and a dream of a dream of body.
他就提醒我说，你忘了吗？我告诉你，我有一个年轻的，还有我的这个身体。
So, whenever I hear that, this confuses me, you know, when you say, what you said, you know, I just feel so proud and I feel so great about you. As I said, you know, I'm really teaching myself at this time.
我每次听他讲这样，我总是以他为荣。我现在要给他一段中国话，让他去理解。哎，啥的？
学识渊博，爱学爱学，为人真诚，以诚意。偶经历劫，不是佛，做佛的万众生，老当益壮，言佛。
Understand and I couldn't believe what I just heard, so
told me that they was left in D.C.
Show me that there is no outline. 但是他听到了我。
Does he sure? He said yes. These are the five questions, and I want brothers and sisters to think about it the whole year and to fill the questions, to study God's word, and to ask himself.
Yeah, so sorry, I know it is late. So I will briefly share, and then we'll have a short picture presentation, and then we'll have announcements, and that's it. I'm grateful for all the sharing we had already. And I just want to highlight a few things in God's Word this morning in the Bible. And some of it actually comes from that outline. We'll look at Ephesians and Revelation, books that David wanted to talk about. How do we know what God is like? Look at the life of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the image of what God is like. Okay, well then how do we know what Jesus is like? Look in the Bible. Very clear what Jesus is like, what he did in his life. Okay, but then not everyone always reads the Bible, especially non-believers. So for those people, how will they know what Jesus is like? You look at Jesus' followers. You look at his disciples. In Paul's writing, he used the word imitate a lot. Or to follow his example. Paul was talking to many different churches, many new believers. Those people never met Jesus personally. So Paul taught them to imitate. And if, for example, in Ephesians, it says, be imitators of God. And in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians says, imitate me. Because Paul said that in his life, he follows Christ, so if they follow Paul, they will be following Christ. And a lot of times in the Christian life, that's the best way to show people Jesus, your own life. Pastor David definitely did that. Paul also used this word aroma or fragrance. That your life should smell so good. Not really smell, but that's the illustration. Smell so good that once someone comes close to you, they'll know you are following Jesus. And Gerald already shared many ways that David did that. And I'll just share three main points quickly. The first thing that David always did was he stressed relationships. And at the very beginning, it's very obvious. He came, met him for maybe 1-2 weeks. He's already inviting us to his home. Go out to eat, talk. Really get to know your life. David's not just coming to talk for a couple hours a week. He'll always just want to know what's going on and really care. And I've also learned that that's the best way to teach others about Jesus. But not only is it just a strategy or a technique, but really your life becomes it becomes your lifestyle.
我们这里讲的不只是一些谋略策略，我们讲的是真正你生活的那个形态。
And David didn't just want to do that so he could teach us something or to strategize, but he did that as true friendship.
他这样做并不是只是说让我们能够更明白他在教什么，而是他真是出于他真的愿意跟我们做朋友。
And if you look at the life of Jesus, he did the same thing.
我们看耶稣就是这样。
He lived with his disciples, ate with them, always was with them.
说他跟门徒一起吃一起住。
Second thing is David said, always teaching the Bible, utmost importance.
第二点，大卫很重要强调的是，总是教导圣经。
He described his church as a good Bible teaching church.
所以他形容教会是一个很注重教导圣经的教会。
He always made sure that he taught the Bible.
说他总是确认他自己是教导圣经的。
Of course, he went to Dallas. He's very proud of that.
那当然，他是在达拉斯神学院，他也非常以此为荣。
And even my dad noticed his style. He had a gift of teaching. And speaking, David did.
甚至我的父亲他都很清楚地知道说大卫牧师他的教导的那个模式。
He also taught me, always be ready to speak, no matter what.
他总是告诉我说你随时都要准备，不管怎么样，你随时都要准备好教导。
So this is a good test.
所以这个就是一个，像今天，这就是一个很好的测验。
And I remember especially in Africa, that the schedule was always very, flexible.
我知道在 非洲的时候，他们的时间总是变来变去。
And he said, Michael, they might ask you to speak tomorrow. Just ask you to speak.
他说，非洲人他会随时叫你说，明天你就要讲到。
And they did.
他们真的是这样。So
I had to speak.
所以我就必须要教。
He said, always be ready to teach.
他说，你随时准备好要教导。
And if you look at the life of Jesus, everywhere he went, he helped people, loved people, but taught them God's word.
所以当耶稣在世界上的时候，他走到任何地。
And David loved studying.
大卫非常喜欢读书用功。
And not just as a scholar, but because he believed what it said.
他并不只是一个学者，而是他深深的相信他说的。
He always told me, Michael, when you teach them, like, don't just, you know, yeah, be their friend and teach them some stuff, but you have to serve them the meal. You got to tell them about Jesus Christ.
所以他跟我讲说，你跟人讲的时候，不是只是告诉他们一些知识，你必须服侍他们，就像基督所说的。
So David really believed the importance of the gospel, the true message of the gospel.
所以大卫非常的深信什么是福音的真意。
And the third thing was David's boldness.
第三个就是大卫的勇气。
Like Gerald said, he wasn't afraid to approach anybody.
就像Gerald说，他根本 不怕害怕去接触这些新认识别人。
On that same trip, we were talking about the animals and hunting.
所以在我们到非洲的时候，我们在那里谈这些野兽打猎。
And we said, "Oh, hunting these animals must be all illegal. You cannot do that."
所以我们说，打猎恐怕是不合法。
And David said, "No, you are allowed to do that."
但大卫说，不，在这里可能是可以的。
So how do you know that?
你怎么知道呢？
On the plane ride while we were asleep, he was talking to the guy across the aisle.
因为当我们在飞机上，我们两个在睡觉的时候，他是跟他隔壁的那个人讲话。
That guy was a hunter, and he was going to hunt legally.
所以那个人是一个打猎者，所以他是合法的。
No, and by the end of the eight-hour plane ride, he was like his best friend.
所以经过8个小时以后，这个人就跟他们两个成了好朋友。
And like Gerald said, just coming here to a Chinese church showed his boldness.
我们看到他能够到我们中国教会，这就看出来他的勇气。
Yesterday I was at a conference in a very similar situation. An old Christian was starting a new ministry at the age of 60-something.
我们昨天参加了一个会议，那里有很多比较年长的基督徒。
And the speaker was saying, like, oh, my friend, he could just retire. Why would he do that?
有人就说，这个人已经这么年纪大了，他可以退休了，可是他为什么还来这里？
Same thing, David could have just retired, right?
同样的事，对不对？大卫牧师他早就可以退休了。But
he believed in his calling. God called him here, in a very strange place for him, and he did it.
但是他相信神呼召他到一个本来很奇怪的地方，可是他跟随。And
he wasn't afraid to meet new friends.
他不害怕遇到新的人。Wasn't
afraid that he couldn't understand Chinese.
他也不害怕说他不懂中文。
And wasn't afraid to just say what's on his mind. One time we had a visitor from New Zealand. And Caleb also went to New Zealand, of course.
Caleb 也曾经到过纽西兰.
So David wanted to like kind of show, I guess he knew some things about New Zealand. So he says to that new visitor, he's like, hey, speak some New Zealand for us. And I was like, David, they just speak English now.
那我提醒大卫说，纽西兰人、新西兰人，他们其实也是讲英文的。
Jesus had boldness also.
所以耶稣同样的是有勇气。
He wasn't afraid to challenge people, to speak what was on his mind, even to the point of risking his life.
他根本不害怕说跟人谈到，而且甚至要牺牲他的生命。
So as believers, we know to imitate Christ.
所以作为信徒，我们应该要仿效基督。
To be just like what Jesus was like.
就像基督是怎么生活。
And David definitely did that.
大卫就做到了。
The last thing is David just taught us about Revelation.
所以最后，大卫告诉我们启示录。
Hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to the churches.
这里，请听啊，看啊，这就是圣灵要对众教会所说的话。
When he taught us about each church, at the end, it always said that. Hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to the church.
他在启示录中对七个教会讲到每一次都说，这是神要对着圣灵对众教会说的话。
So through this hard time, what is the Spirit saying to us?
所以在这么我们现在感觉困难的时候，到底圣灵要跟我们说什么话呢？
I'm not exactly sure what the message is exactly.
我不是那么100%的那个确定。
But I know that through David's life and his passing, that we can honor God.
但是我确定的是，经过大卫他的服事，我们可以。
The gospel can go on, and that we can have a loving place of brothers and sisters here and in the community. So one of the last messages that David had here, he ended with Revelation 3:20. That was the last verse. And that's about Jesus standing at the door. And I think he hit the table. He went, Jesus is knocking.
他说,
and if anyone opens the door and welcomes Jesus in, Jesus will come into your life. So perhaps that is something that David wanted to leave everyone. That even today, if you feel Jesus is knocking on your door, open the door and accept Jesus. That's definitely something David would approve of.
这是大卫所赞许的事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, just thank you for this time of sharing and your word.
神啊，我们谢谢你为着我们这一段分享的时间。
Lord, you are the God of us all in good times and in sad times.
你真是在我们快乐的时间，在我们悲伤的时间，你都是我们的神。
Lord, and because of your gift of forgiveness and salvation,
因为你赦免我们，你给我们的救恩,
we put our eternal hope in you.
所以我们把永恒的盼望放在你身上。
And we can put our trust in you.
我们能信靠你。
Thank you, Lord, just this place together.
我们谢谢你给我们这个地方，我们可以在一起。
We thank you that you are the God, you're the same God that David had, you're the same God that we have, and that joins us together.
你是我们每一位 都认识同样的神，我们可以一起在一起。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Okay, so if some brothers could turn the lights off, please. We'll have a short presentation.
That's all my heart. 中英文联合的祷告聚会，here at 8:00，8点钟，